Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone! Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. We are a podcast and a community that aims to share and celebrate the powerful stories of Filipino women. I am Cleo Loque, the founder of Hiraya Pilipina, and I am not your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina for today kasi hindi lang ako mag-isa ngayon at may kasama akong dalawang very beautiful and empowering women as well. Meet Aliana and Andrea. Please introduce yourselves, guys.
Go, Aliana.
Hello,
go, Aliana.
Hello, Filipina. I'm Aliana Patrimonio and I'm usually behind the scenes in KT. But today, we're going out to her comfort zone. But we're gonna talk about books today. And we're so lucky to be with Andrea. Siya talaga yung totoong book component.
Yeah, cloud chaser lang kami ni Alian. Ay, ako lang.
Cloud chaser din ako. Hello, my name is Andrea. I'm on TikTok as Girl Boss in Red. And yeah, I'm the book component, as they said. Pero, ayun. Lahat naman tayo ay book components. Hello.
Love it. And it's super exciting because this is our first ever episode of the Kwentuhang Pilipina Book Club that we're officially launching.
Yes!
So, okay, sino mag-reveal? Ano yung book natin na pag-uusapan today?
So, yung bida ng book na to, bago natin i-reveal, may ano, parang clues, ganyan. Siya ay Hollywood actress. Ooh. I feel like very iconic siya, na i-describe mo lang siya, kilala na siya agad. Siya ay old Hollywood actress na may 7 husbands. Sino kaya to? So yeah, we read The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid for this episode. And yeah, the book is about go.
Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah, it's about her.
Para hindi tayo mas sige, in our own words na lang, since you know book club naman to, nabasa na naman natin, hopefully nabasa na rin ng listeners natin in a few sentences, 1 to 2 sentences para sa inyo, ano yung main synopsis ng librong to. Can we start with Aliana?
Can I start with you? No, pero basically actually fun fact, 7 Husbands helped me get out of my reading rut, to be honest. It's one of the very few books that I really wanted to read, you know? Parang, if I start reading it, I want more. And it came to a point na I needed to do something. And I told my baby cousin, because my baby cousin's actually ano, a bookworm, more than me. He can finish like one Harry Potter book ng isang upuan. Ganon.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shucks.
Tapos sabi niya, Atiana, di ba may gagawin ka pa? Why are you reading again? Who's Evelyn? So basically, as Andrea said, Evelyn Hugo is some sort of diva. Ganyan, in Hollywood. And I think 7 Husbands, well, basically from the title, it would revolve around her relationships. But more than that, it actually talks about who she is and what she believes in the span of those relationships. And I feel like as you read it, at one point or another, you'll see yourself in her. So that's the cool thing about it. Yeah, it's a story of love, but not necessarily just the romantic type.
Ganda. We're speechless. Tapusin na natin to.
Yeah.
Episode is done.
Tapos na, guys. So, thank you for listening.
This is brought to you by...
But yeah, right? Yun yung... I agree with Aliana. In one sentence, since sabi nga ni Aliana, like, si Evelyn yung diwa. Diwata, basically. Na she's this celebrity na sobrang sikat and sobrang sensationalized ng buhay. And gustong-gusto ko yung sinabi niya dito that being wanted meant having to satisfy. May kodigo ako. Because magbabago yung perspective mo rin on celebrities na, you know, tao lang din naman sila. They have their own lives and... being wanted doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually a good thing siya.
Yeah, okay. I'll dive into this deeper later, but it's also a peek into how media can shape everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Go.
Okay, go. How about you, Andrea? What was your synopsis in your own words?
For me, it's the story of a journalist, si Monique, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
She got this opportunity of a lifetime to interview one of the most iconic names in Hollywood, who is really private, na kumbaga sensationalized yung buhay niya, pero we never really know what she's thinking. And now the journalist gets to have this all-access peek into the life of Evelyn. And this is something related na to Aliana's point kanina and something we can dive deeper into later. But it's really interesting how Taylor Jenkins Reid used this as a framing device for the story. Kasi parang until the end, it touches on how Evelyn's story isn't really hers. Na it's always commodified. Yes. And that's just the fact na it's told to a journalist, na yung journalist yung magsusulat for the people to see. I think it's, ayun pa rin siya na, yun nga na, it's how media controls everything and how her reputation precedes her. So yeah, ni Taylor Swift na, that's like the synopsis for me. And actually, I have a question sa nabanggit ni Aliana kanina na since this book is the book that got her out of her slump, kasi this is what you really wanted to read, diba? What is it about this book that made you think na, okay, kailangan ko na itong basahin, ganyan?
Honestly, the first reason is book club natin.
Tama.
If you're being honest, yeah. Boss bestie. No, but before that, I actually discovered it through Cleo. Mm-hmm. And then I searched about it. And actually, bad grade ko is to judge by the synopsis. Parang if I don't find something different about it, I don't like reading it. Kasi I hate wasting time on a book compared to a movie na parang 1 hour lang. Sa book kasi, matagal yun eh. Mm-hmm. So if I read it tapos may disappoint ako sa ending, pet peeve ko yun. Pero ayun, I started reading it and I said to myself, I'll just read a chapter. Ganun lang. Pero she was so interesting, honestly. Like, the way na tinatry i-unfold yung story and the way na ginamit si Monique from the start, I knew, oh, this is gonna be good. There's this character na parang tingin mo, taga-sulat lang siya, taga-report lang siya. But I know, crucial siya, ganun. So sabi ko, ooh, ano kaya mangyayari? So I think there's also that sense of mystery. So parang, why 7 husbands? Ayun, that really got me.
Yeah, how about you, Cleo? Why did you pick up this book? Parang what made you compelled to read it?
Kasi cloud chaser ako. Well, honestly, because of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok hyped this book up so much. And no, hindi pala. Sabi na mali eh. Una ko siyang na pakinggan from Jack Edwards, if you know him. He's a book YouTuber. Sa kanya ko kinukuha most of my recommendations, by the way. Most of the books that I read, honestly, mula sa kanya. Kasi sobrang suwa kami ng taste. Pareho, medyo pareho. And of course, si Girl Boss in Red.
Sino ba yun?
So, ang ganda. Kasi hindi rin naman ako super bookworm talaga. Tapos, nakakatuwa na ang mysterious ni Evelyn.
Mm-hmm. Ako naman, parang same sa TikTok din. And parang even before I joined as a creator, nakikita ko na kasi talaga siya. Tsaka yung other books ni Taylor Jenkins Reid. And isa siya sa parang pinaka-prolific auto-buy authors ng mga tao sa TikTok. And it's so interesting din na parang, what is it about her work that makes readers parang sobrang feral? Parang alam mo yung sobrang mahal nila yung characters. Tapos ang tagal ko na kasing hindi nakakakita ng ganyang phenomenon, like quote phenomenon I would say, na parang ang huling natatandaan ko pa na book characters na kinabaliwan talaga ng mga tao ay John Green era pa. Like yeah, high school pa. Yeah. Ano yun? Ang tagal-tagal na. So I think, yeah, yung work ni Taylor Jenkins Reid is such a big part of the resurgence ng books tsaka ng reading in general. And yeah, I get comments then on TikTok of like, what do I think about the book? Ganyan. So, alam mo yun, okay, let's find out. What do I think nga ba? So I read it na rin. And sakto for the book club, yeah.
Yeah, alright. So we're going to dive deeper now into what we think about the book. So, siguro we start with the narrator, no? Aliana, did you trust Evelyn to be a reliable narrator as you were reading?
When I think about it, parang, bakit kaya iniisip ng tao na hindi siya reliable narrator? Parang yun yung unang question sa utak ko. Kasi for me, honestly, I told my friend, sabi ko, na who read also, Seven Husbands, sabi ko, you know, I really like Evelyn. Parang, I see myself a lot in her. And then she said, what? Why? Parang, hindi niya gusto yung characteristics ni Evelyn. But for me, he's everything you could hate in a woman. But also because you're hating those aspects just because she's a woman. Parang ganon for me. So I think she's reliable talaga. In my opinion. Na parang, I never really doubted anything that she said. Kasi, I don't know, she was honest in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. So I liked it. I liked the way we saw the story through her eyes. Ganon.
Yung masasabi ko dito is that sa isang pangyayari kasi, maraming perspectives eh. And unfortunately, of course, sa librong to, yung perspective lang ni Evelyn yung nakikita natin. But as you said, it was honest, it was raw, and hindi naman sa reliable siya. It wasn't a question of if she was reliable or not, but it was a breath of fresh air to see these events unfold through her eyes. Cause yung mga events na nangyari are not, ano ah?
Yeah.
Hindi madali, hindi mababaw.
Yeah, that's true. Ayun din yung, I guess, nung nakita ko yung question of kung reliable narrator nga ba si Evelyn. Parang I didn't really care kung accurate. Parang alam ko sa sarili ko na, okay, I should care if she's a reliable narrator kasi the people involved in her story are mga artista to eh. Like, kilala to ng mga tao, ganyan. Tapos inisip ko na if this happened siguro sa totoong buhay, people would say na, oh, how about yung side ni ganito, ganyan? How about yung side ng husband, ganyan?
Pero imagine just, Evelyn, ano? Imagine Evelyn living in the era of TikTok.
Totoo.
Gagawan sila ng mga ano, ng mga...
Like for fun. Part 2, mga ganyan.
Mga Mars, sa akin na malapit ang chismis. Okay, go,
totoo,
sorry.
Ganun siya. Yeah. And, pero ayun, he didn't really care. Parang, as you guys mentioned nga, na it's such a breath of fresh air to see the story through her eyes. Kasi all her life, especially when she reached Hollywood, she's always silenced, ganun, na parang hindi yung gusto niya, hindi yun yung nasusunod, kumbaga. Or like, wala siyang autonomy, not just as a celebrity, but a female celebrity known for her physical appearance then. She's very limited. She's very, parang caged. And I think it's very cathartic for her and for us readers na rin to finally see the truth behind the events na nakita lang sa tabloids, ganun. So, kung reliable man or hindi, who's to say? Pero this perspective of hers, I find is really valuable.
Define cathartic.
Basta maganda yung book, guys. Okay na.
Tama.
It talks about women. Husband. Okay, define cathartic. No, for our bookworms out there, normalize using a dictionary. Searching for the meaning.
Okay, how do I explain? Parang... parang there's a relief in finally nalalabas mo yung kailangan, yung hindi mo nalalabas, something like that. I hope that's an accurate meaning. Mamaya may mag-comment na.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm so sorry in advance. Yeah.
Moving forward to explore siguro natin yung title mismo kasi Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Sobrang ano eh, ang eye-catching niya. Kumbaga, ang intriguing niya na agad sa title pa lang. And explore natin yung first husband. Ayan. So, si Billy. Can someone talk about Billy? Like, yung experience mismo, yung event mismo na nangyari sa book about Billy before nating himayin yung understanding natin and awareness of her.
If I remember correctly, oh my God, sabihin nila, bakit tinatandaan niya lang yung siya ng notes? Pero, ayun, si Billy yung parang naging ticket ni Evelyn to be able to reach Los Angeles. And I think minor pa si Evelyn nun, di ba, nung naging sila.
Yes.
And nag-start talaga sila as a sexual relationship, tapos nagpakasal na sila para madala nga siya sa Los Angeles. So, in Evelyn's eyes, Billy is a tool, kumbaga, to get where she wanted to go.
It's about damn time to spill the beans on our latest product. From our tees and totes, making sure your fit checks are covered, Hiraya Pilipina is now ready to cover more in all shades and sizes. Your new everyday essential is finally here, presenting Hiraya Pilipina's very own nipple pasties for all genders. They come in 3 sizes for cups A to D, 5 shades that match Filipino skin tones, plus they're reusable and washable up to 20 times. I know, right? And Boss Besties, they're waterproof, sweatproof, and even suitable for swimming and sports. This is the support and coverage your cherries will ever need. Starting at 299 pesos, you can have more options for you to be you. Time to treat them boobs, besties! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more.
She was 14.
Ayun.
At 14. And to add to that, Billy was the boy who she lost her virginity to.
Oh, I think we're gonna get canceled. Billy wasn't her husband.
Oh, it's not the...
Oh my God!
Hindi ba siya husband?
Kasal sila?
Nag-ring ng bell yung... Her first husband is Ernie Diaz.
Oh, who the hell is Billy?
I think Billy is the boy dun sa diner. So, there's this diner na famous people go to. And then, dun nagstay si Evelyn lagi para ma-discover siya.
Oh!
Right? And then, nanotice ni Billy na lagi siyang nandun. So, sabi, might as well mag-waitress ka na lang. Para... And then, I think something happened.
Okay. Let's just
nag-book club kayo, hindi accurate information.
Totoo. Okay lang yan. It's very true to the bookworm thing of forgetting the details of the book you read.
Ang main mystery natin, who is Billy?
Thank you for joining us in our first episode.
Pero siguro, since nabanggit na naman natin yung first husband niya nga, yung the boy who she lost his, her virginity to, na naging ticket niya para pumunta ng Los Angeles. I think, you know, experiencing all that at 14 was insane, to say the least. Pero binanggit niya dito, page 48, when you're given an opportunity to change your life, be ready to do whatever it takes to make it happen. The world doesn't give things. You take things. If you learn one thing from me, it should probably be that.
Period.
Yeah. Parang it's sad din na bata pa lang si Evelyn. There's this awareness na her sexual prowess na shouldn't even exist at 14, na parang yun na yung ticket niya to get things, and it's sad na it worked, na kaya talaga siya nakarating ng Hollywood because of it. And yeah, it kind of wakes you up when you're reading una pa lang na parang, oh, this is, you know, this is the story behind this very successful woman na kahit na she broke so many, I hate saying the phrase glass ceilings, but she broke so many glass ceilings nga, especially as a woman of color in Hollywood, in early Hollywood. Pero, you know, the truth kind of hits you like a truck na, okay, she got here because of using sex, ganyan, na she shouldn't have to do, ganun. Yeah. Pero yun lang yung natatandaan ko kay Ernie, to be honest, na naging ticket siya. Kaya ba? Ano pa bang nangyari sa kanya?
Yeah, and si Ernie, nung nakipaghiwalay sa kanya si Evelyn, he didn't say anything bad or do anything bad. So actually, siya yung parang medyo peaceful na husband. Kasi nung parang nabigyan na si Evelyn ng chance by the, like, the Hollywood manager thing. Crucial sa story, pero nakalimutan ko yun. Ayun, nakipaghiwalay siya kay Ernie, but Ernie didn't really, you know, react badly or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, like, speaking about the whole sexual thing, do you guys think na if nakuha mo isang bagay through sex, does it make it, I don't know, less nice or like less, you know, like if we're trying to remove the taboo on sex, why do we feel like it's a sin if we get something through it?
Honestly, hindi yung gusto ko itanong sa inyo eh, like, would you have done that?
Yeah, right, kasi if you have a very let's just say toxic family background, you don't really have any access to anything else. I probably would have done the same if I am as beautiful as her. You know? If I have nothing else to use, then, I don't know. Ikaw, Andrea, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a very tricky thing kasi totoo naman na parang sex is very useful in improving yung material conditions nga ni Evelyn. But at the same time, it's like, it's not, parang through my eyes, I wouldn't really call it I guess, liberation or anything of that effect. Kasi you're still playing to what the patriarchy is kind of making. What the patriarchy is parang dwindling you down to. Na parang, okay, this is your value. It's sex. Ganyan. And it's a survival tactic or it's a self-preservation thing na she gets to use it kasi it's the only thing she has. And parang no, hindi naman dinidemonize or parang hindi naman dinidemonize yung ginawa ni Evelyn or si Evelyn herself kasi it's what she had to do, especially given nga na sobrang scant ng resources niya coming from a very toxic family. But at the same time, it's hard to frame it as like, oh, girl boss slay using patriarchy to your advantage. Ganyan. Kasi parang I would rather live in a world na Evelyn didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to
na
do
she would exactly. have. Yeah, yeah. It's very tricky. Oops. Yeah.
But you know, I was watching a series and then parang dun sa series na yun, three generations sila of women. So yung lola, yung nana, and then yung ako. I think Leo watched it one day at a time.
I love that!
Yes, I love it because of Cleo. Kung ano-ano ginagawa ko dahil kay Cleo. And sinabi ng lola doon, because the yung third generation, yung ako, she was very, like, an activist, ganyan. And she, no to patriarchy, ganyan, the vibe. And the lola said na, in reality, like, using sex or, like, using my beauty is actually my power over man. Parang, over men, like, yes, sort of they benefit from it, but because of that, they give me the things I need or the things I want to. This is in the context na ano, she escaped also from Cuba, something like that. And mahirap din yung pinagdaanan niya as an immigrant, ganun. So I find it really interesting, kasi diba parang, I don't know, there's a lot of varying opinions on it, na parang, should sex be really used, ganyan. So, for example, if I am a woman who has access to a different avenue, will I resort to sex? Parang ganun. So.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be romanticized to say it was her last resort, I think. I mean, she wanted access to a lot of things na gusto niya sa buhay. I mean, she was you know, free to dream big, eh. Kumbaga, but that opportunity wasn't handed to her. It was her last resort.
Yeah, tsaka, kumbaga, she's taking advantage of a system who isn't really there for her. Kasi I keep thinking that she was a minor. Yeah, she's parang, she's just, taking advantage of a system built to exploit her. Kasi diba, she was a minor when nung nakilala niya yung first husband niya, and then when she wanted certain dealings in Hollywood, nag-sexual favors din siya to executives, ganyan. So, parang, you know, parang it's evidence of a system na why are the men in power like this? Why are they preying on the vulnerable young actresses in their industry? Ganyan. So it's a very tricky, vulnerable place kung nasan si Evelyn. And it's parang heartbreaking na rin na the only power she can yield is sex.
At the same time, speaking of minors, when I was reading this book, I hope not a lot of minors read it because it can get very persuasive. I mean, we're seeing it through Evelyn's eyes and it feels as if she can justify what she's doing. Like she always says that she won't go back, right? So I can only imagine a minor reading that and thinking to herself, oh, maybe that's okay. Like she didn't really do anything wrong. So that was my fear pala. One of my fears. Na parang, oh my God, parang, I don't think everyone should read it. You know, basta.
Yeah, kumbaga, a lot of the, Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I think go lang. Go, Andrea.
Yeah, parang to add to that, very quickly lang din, I feel like the condemnation of yung mga nangyari kay Evelyn, I think it's happening between the lines. So if you, parang hindi ka, if hindi mo siya na-pick up while you're reading it, baka makikita mo yung ginagawa niya. It's like, you know, power move. Ganun.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would love to move forward na to our next. Balik tayo kay Billy. Kumbaga.
Her mystery yeah, boy.
Billy the fake husband.
Siya talaga yung unang binanggit natin. At si Ernie pala. Si Ernie, by the way, yung pangalan, no, para sa mga hindi makaka-recall. Si Ernie yung pinag-usapan natin kanina, which was the first husband. So, ito naman si Billy. So, Billy is the boy who works at the Five and Dime store na naka-notice nga kay Evelyn at na, siya yung nagbigay ba ng audition? Tama ba? Siya yung nakapag or nakapag-push na mag-audition si Evelyn. Tama ba? Or mali?
Wait. I-Google lang natin yun si Billy. Seven husbands.
Pero as far as I remember, ano eh, parang he also works there?
Oo.
So parang nung nakikita niya nga si Evelyn na parang pumapaligid lang doon. Parang sabi niya, might as well work here. Ganun.
Okay. So, to recall, si Billy yung cashier. He was the 16-year-old brother of the girl who sat next to me in school. One October day, Billy kissed Evelyn. When she was 16, he was 16, and she was 13. Evelyn was 13, Billy was 16. So, nasa, ano na siya nito? Nasa, nakalipad na siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Nakalipad na siya. Yeah. And Evelyn said that she didn't want him to kiss her. So, she pushed him away. Yeah, but he held on to her arm. Sabi ni Billy, oh, come on. And in that moment, Evelyn knew he was going to get what he wanted from me, whether I let him or not.
Okay.
Oh, that's why he's crucial to the story.
Oh, yung pala yun.
That's it.
Okay, that's a really nice... Buti na lang naalala natin kung sino si Billy. Such a big part pala of how Evelyn sees her sensuality. Yeah, I feel like yun talaga yung... ano niya, light bulb moment, I guess, of like, oh, you know, they're gonna get what they want from me regardless whether I want it or not. So might as well use it to my advantage. Ganyan. And I feel like it's also the time na dun siya namulat sa the currency and the dangers of her appearance. Na parang, since, ayun nga, sobrang ganda niya kasi daw talaga ever since bata siya. So dun niya na-realize na, oh, this is the consequence of it. This is what it costs to look like this, kumbaga.
But it's kind of surprising na yung tanong is hindi about the actual first man who like, quote-unquote, took advantage of that currency, which is your dad, right? Mm. If you remember. So, ayun.
How do you guys think Evelyn's understanding and awareness of sexuality were shaped by her relationship with Billy?
I think she started seeing sex as a tool, as a commodity, ganyan. Kasi I think there's a part in the book na parang nagulat si Evelyn na sex can feel parang loving, ganyan. It can occur in the context of romance. Kasi up until that point, she was only using it or engaging in it to get what she want, not exactly pleasure-wise or enjoyment-wise, but to make things happen for her in her life, ganyan. So, ayun, I think she... what happened with Billy, it really woke her up to the notion na, ayun nga, the men around her are just parang, how do we say this? Parang wala silang regard to her. Parang na-commodify na siya, na-objectify na siya. That's really when it started, I guess. Parang men will take and take and take from her and wala na siyang magagawa, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important, diba sabi nga ni Andrea, there are lines in the book na you really have to understand para magets mo kung ano yung tinatry point out ng author. Kasi parang, if not, you think na ninonormalize niya yung mga ganong bagay. Sinabi niya doon na he's going to get what he wants whether I allow it or I like it or not. And some people may say na, oh, pwede namang hindi niya naisip yon, or oh, pwede namang humindi siya or lumayo siya. But you have to understand the context na she was young. She was 13. And the fact na at that age, like a very foundational age, you get to feel that way and you get to think that way. Then I think it really affected her mindset na they're gonna do it anyway. So if they're gonna do it, then might as well, right? Put it to my advantage. Kasi mangyayari at mangyayari siya. And it didn't help that throughout the story, na-prove na yung point niya.
Yeah. So true.
Follow-up question. As she grows older, kasi occurring naman yung theme ng sex sa story niya and how she constantly, you know, uses it to her advantage as well. Para sa inyo, to what extent is Evelyn's attitude towards sex is influenced by those around?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ay, nag-interviewer na lang ako.
Kaya nga eh. Follow-up question. Hello! Ano ko book club to? Medyo nandadaya tayo dito. Kaya, what are your thoughts?
Alam niyo, naalala, sige, sa question na to, naalala ko yung part na, okay, so, okay guys, for context, by the way, ako yung, sa ating tatlo, ako yung unang nakabasa nito last year. Mm-hmm. Kaya medyo matagal na, guys. Pero naalala ko yung scene. Okay, hindi pa natin nababanggit na Evelyn is bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, you know, said, okay, spoiler alert.
Guys, dapat alam nyo na yun. Mm-hmm. Kailangan binasa nyo muna bago nyo pinakinggan yung podcast. Charo. Sinisay yung listener.
Uy, nagsasabi ka nga eh.
What was the name of the love of her life? What was the name of?
Celia.
Celia.
Celia. Oh, spoiler! Sana pinakinggan, sana binasa nyo before.
Oh, guys, sana. Naalala ko na sila na ni Celia noon, and for Celia, sex is very sacred to their relationship, yes. Diba? Tapos ito naman si Evelyn, pinapaliwanag niya ng maigit si Celia na potential na, kailangan kong gawin to. I need to have sex with this guy para makuha natin yung gusto natin. Alala niyo yung scene na yun?
Yes!
Diba? Yeah, sobrang, I'm like, oh, shucks! And nagagalit na si Celia kasi nga sobrang sacred ng sex for them. And hindi mo naman masisisi si Celia, you know? I think valid naman both points, especially if sinabi rin naman yun openly ni Evelyn kay Celia. But, back to the question, no? I think naiimpluwensyahan pa rin ng mga tao yung decision niya about sex. Like, patuloy niyang ginagamit pa rin ito as a commodity.
And to some extent, it became an excuse. To be honest. Like,
sorry, it became
an excuse. I like Evelyn. I understand why she is the way she was pala. But to an extent, I feel like it became an excuse. Like, I know she's used to it. Pero, ayan. No.
Yeah, guess,
for context,
guess.
Listeners. No, alam ko yung guys. Ayan, but kanina, I was looking through my phone and hinahanap ko kasi yung screenshot nung line na to because I don't know, this is one of my favorite lines. And sinabi ni Celia kay Evelyn na it will be the tragedy of my life that I cannot love you enough to make me mine. And it would be the tragedy of yours that you cannot be loved enough to be anyone.
Ooh.
And I feel like
because
she has this, I don't know, parang na-ingrain na talaga sa mind niya. Na, kasi, di ba, if you see sex as pleasure, we're just casually saying sex here. So if you see sex as pleasure, parang, di ba, you allow yourself to be loved. Like, you share yourself with this person. But since you view sex as something na parang tool for you to get things that you want, it's not necessarily connected to you emotionally. You feel as if no one can take me. Because for me, even if we're having the best sex of our lives, the most passionate sex of our lives, for me, this is just a game. This is just a show. And I feel like as much as, you know, I tried to understand her background, at the end of the day, Evelyn's really Evelyn. And it's, you know, hindi excuse yung mga pinagdaanan niya. For me, ganun na talaga siya. And yun yung extent nung naging perception niya sa sex. Ayun.
Yeah. Yeah, tsaka it made me kind of realize na sex talaga is something that's different for everyone. Yeah. Kasi, well, I was reading it. I remember thinking na, oh, you know, it's just sex. You know, you can do that even if hindi kayo lovers or anything like that. You can, like Evelyn, you can do it to get what you want. So I don't understand bakit sobrang upset ni Celia na magbe-break sila over it when alam naman na walang meaning yun for Evelyn. But then I realized na, you know, it's different for everyone. Not everyone naman is like, parang it has different meanings and that's what makes sex so such an interesting thing to read about. Kasi nga, it's different for everyone. And yeah, that's so true. Everything you said. I don't, yeah.
I guess it's now time for us to share what is our favorite thing about it. Favorite thing, favorite learning or takeaway about it. Muna tayo sa positive. Who wants to go first?
Wait, before that, I think spotlight natin si Cleo as the youngest here.
Oh my God!
Wait. So,
mag-usap pa yung kanina, no?
Here. So, I want to know, kasi baka, you know, maybe it depends on the generation, though I think it depends on the person also. Do you think that sex should only be done, like, because you love that person or because you're in a relationship or...
Love it.
Kwentuhan Pilipinas. Pag sinagot ko to, kailangan sasagutin
yun. Wait, ba't naman sa i-release? Parang hindi kaya na sa video ko to, guys. Mapasabato sa community guidelines. I believe wag na to i-release.
Guys, sorry, guys.
Podcast Network Asia listening to this right now. Oh my God.
Pasensya na po.
The views and opinions of the host do not reflect the management. We're just, kwentuhan only. Kwentuhan.
Mm, true, true. Alam niyo, sobrang sakto kasi last night lang, I was with my... We had a ba? For context.
Not the FUBU reveal.
Oh my God!
Walang gano'n.
Uy, joke lang.
Sorry. Oh my God, Andrew.
Lang yun.
Andrew, okay lang.
Ang dami na natin pang bloopers.
Sorry. Cut. I'm so sorry.
Okay lang. Ano ba? Kasi, well, for context, I'm only 18 and I'm single. Tapos,
ay, we announce, right?
We ano ba?
Sinegue? Magaling din to eh. Ayaw na nyo personalan, guys. Okay, go. You're 18 and single.
Tapos, kahapon, kasama ko yung girls. Girls kasi kasama ko kahapon. And, well, of course, I won't drop names, but they are really great. I had so much fun with them. Kwentuhan. Yung mga girls na to, medyo mas matatanda sila sa mga 26. Ganun na sila. And, kinikwento niya rin yun. Kinikwento niya yung experience niya with it. And I think it's a much needed feminine energy. Wala lang.
Mm-hmm.
And, shoota.
Dapat, di ba sabi ni Evelyn, you have to do what you gotta do. This will get us the top charts. So, your sunshine playo. I shall repeat the question. Uy, alam nyo, ako mag-edit na tong podcast na to. Ayoko tayo pasa sa PNA. To be honest, seryoso ako. I-edit ko muna to. Ay, ganun na natin.
Pwede mo kayo muna sumagot? Kasi ako yung youngest eh.
Ikaw nga dapat mauna.
I think okay lang kahit hindi mo mahal. Ewan ko. For me, yeah. To be honest.
No, nagulat ako dun sa hindi mo mahal.
I mean, like,
ang bigat. Okay. Sige.
Kasi naalala ko rin yung sinabi ni Andrea dun sa book nga, yung sa Of Love and Other Lemons, Of Love and Other Lemons, right? Sinabi mo dun, di ba, yung favorite line mo sa libro na yon. Can you repeat it, yung favorite line mo sa book na yun, if you remember?
Oh, it's something about virginity na parang, wait lang, I wanna give, it's the book, it's ano, it's due. Baka pwede tayo mag-segue. Wait lang, I'm gonna get it, nasa harap ko lang siya. I'm so sorry, give me a few seconds.
Go!
Wait lang.
Ano nangyayari?
Nag-endorse ng ibang libro in this Evan Hugo episode.
For our next episode.
Taylor Jenkins Reid. Pasensya, hindi ko.
Our formal apology. So the book is called Of Love and Other Lemons, available on Lazada for $3.50. If you want to get your own copy.
Asan na siya? Uy, sponsored ba
to? Oh, yan.
Pabayaran mo kami sa publisher niya na. May ano pa, may price pa? Okay, go.
Link in the description. Charot lang. So, my favorite part na I mentioned in one of my TikTok videos is what they don't tell you about losing your virginity. And medyo mahaba siya, but the thing here is parang when you're doing it in the conditions you want with a boy you trust or with someone you trust, you won't feel like you're losing anything. And ang you won't be losing anything. In fact, parang mas makakagain ka pa ng something, like a version of yourself that only you can ever know about. Ganyan. And yung experience mo will be very unique. And parang makiklaim mo yung body mo as yours, like every part of it. And marereclaim mo yung body mo from every negative connotation that losing your virginity has. Like, you know, it's your purity, it's the essence of your womanhood. Ganyan. And when you kind of lose these connotations, and when you refuse to associate it with yourself now that you've lost your virginity, ngayon na parang na demythologize na yung virginity sa'yo, you kind of find the words, your own words to describe your own experience. And I just really love that part na parang, not to take over Cleo's answer, like continue your answer after this, pero I really love that part kasi parang it the sexual experience of your parang virginity, parang the experience of losing your virginity is such a you thing. Parang regardless kung sino man yung kasama mo nung nangyari, it doesn't really matter kasi it's you, it's a personal thing. And I really love that. Ayun. Ayun lang, go ahead, Claire.
Actually, kaya ako siya pinabasa yung line na yun kasi that already encapsulates my thoughts on it, to be honest. Na it's a you thing. Kasi diba, like, buong buhay mo, parang, alam mo yun, talagang minamindset ka bilang yeah. babae. Na, yan lang yung sayo, yan lang yung, ano, huwag mo ibibigay kahit kanino, ganyan, parang, only to your husband, especially in a very conservative Asian household, noon, I think maraming makaka-relate.
Parang kailangan ko mag-ingat sa mga susunod na sasabihin ko.
True.
Baka palayasin ako. Kwentuhang Pilipino, may pabahay ba to? Hotel accommodation. No, but I feel like, to be honest, di ba, before, especially when I was young, I used to frown upon when our girls who are very, you know, open about,
yeah,
diba? Like when you see someone, or sige, let's put it in this context. When you see the title, Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, there's a part of you that, ay, bakit siya naka seven husband? Right? Mm-hmm. Like that's one of its charms. Na, ay, seven husbands. And parang the way the media puts it also in the book, na parang binabash siya every time there's a new husband. But you don't really hear much about why she broke up with that guy, right? And yeah, I agree. It's a you thing, diba? The common phrase na modesty empowers some, and it's not your job to tell someone kung ano dapat yung preference nila. But I also want to highlight na this is in the context that you're not a minor anymore. Na, you know, I don't think this is an easy conversation. and I think it really has to be done in the right way. So again, kwentuhan lang to, guys. Of course, you have
yeah.
to...
Kwentuhan of... Yeah.
You have to be... You have to be very considerate and you have to listen to yourself. It's a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Ay, nag-moving forward na ako kanina.
Na ano pa nga, hot seat.
I-cut na nga natin yung part.
Moving forward to siguro wag muna yung favorite. Gusto ko to. Instead of favorite thing or least favorite thing, most relatable thing na lang. Kasi sabi mo, Ayana, kanina na, nakikita mo yung sarili mo kay Evelyn. And I'm like, huh, paano kaya? Kasi sa totoo lang, si Evelyn, kumbaga, parang ang layo niya. For me, reading it from my perspective, yung buhay niya was very different. Alam ko, yung tipo ng buhay niya is something na I will never lead.
Yeah.
Like, hindi ko yun mararanasan buong buhay ko. Okay? So, kaya kong i-detach yung sarili ko from her experience, from her life, because I know that this could never happen to me. Kaya may art of detachment din while reading that book for me, no? So, I want to ask you guys, ask us, and ask our listeners.
Feel ko nakalimutan na natin.
Ano yung pinaka-relatable kay Evelyn na hala, naghangba ako?
Ayan, okay. Ayan. Ulitin mo na lang. Ikakat na lang natin. Ako talaga mag-edit.
Saga ako kanina?
Go. Go. I want to ask
everyone. Saga ako kanina?
Go.
I want to ask everyone. I want to ask our listeners na although Evelyn is this figure na you can project your expectations, your desires onto because sobrang detached nga ng buhay niya sa'yo, she's still very relatable. She's still very human. So, paano nyo nakita yung sarili nyo in that sense?
The thing is, di ba you were talking about how detached you were to her. But for me, I was really attached. Because, and like, diba, sabi nga ng friend ko, like, why do you see yourself in it? Because number one, I think, like her, there are thoughts na I keep to myself lang. Like, imagine na, in reality, those thoughts, the people don't know that. So probably the vision they have of Evelyn is very, very different, right? Before that autobiography. That's one factor. And second is, she's... Can I say this? She's the type of woman who isn't really attached to the usual things society expects to control them. For example, sex again, right? And you know, the usual women should be modest. She's not. She's ruthless, right? Pag may gusto siya, she'll get it, you know. And yeah, I think I relate to the part na nothing owns her. Yeah, nothing or no one owns her. Like,
yeah,
I may love you or I may love something one day, and then if it doesn't sit right with me anymore, I would throw it out the window. It sounds like bad or wrong. I don't know, for me, if I want to live a lot of different lives, I would. You know, if I want to suddenly change something, I would. Even if that means I would get 7 faces in my life or 7 passports.
Right. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think yung most relatable for me, and also, I guess one of my favorite parts about it is yung relationship ni Evelyn tsaka ni Celia by the end of the book. Yung parang nakatira na lang sila in a very parang utopian, perfect, warm place. Ayan. Tapos parang sinasabi ni Celia na, bakit ka pa ba nandito? You know na, parang this is not gonna end happily. Tapos may sinabi si Evelyn na, parang, wait lang. I'm gonna look for it because it's such a good line. Mm-hmm. Na tinatanong ni Celia if Evelyn can handle losing her again. Kasi parang that's yun nga yung mangyayari by the end. Tapos sabi, Evelyn said something like, syempre hindi niya kakayanin, pero she wants to anyway. Parang what she said exactly was, I can survive it. I'd rather survive it than never feel it. And that's such a, ay, nung nakita ko yun, parang, ay, sana bagsakan na lang ako ng langit at lupa. And ito kinakaya. And I feel like, kaya siya relatable for me. Yeah. Kasi binasa ko siya at a very specific time in my life na parang ganun din yung nararamdaman ko. It perfectly encapsulates my mindset on things na kakayanin ko naman yan sa dulo. Importante na, like, maranasan natin siya or something like that. And yeah, nung nakita ko yun by the end, parang hindi ko gustong matapos yung libro din. That line is near the ending. And nalulungkot na ako na, hello, patapos na yung Evelyn Hugo. Parang ayoko siyang matapos. Gusto ko lang sabay-bayin yung buhay niya forever and ever. And yeah, that's my most relatable part of it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There are thoughts on the book that low-key we women think, but we never say out loud. Like, it's not represented well. For example, mm-hmm. diba, if it's a common trope, na parang especially in Philippine media, na parang, let's break up kasi I need to be a better, ano, I'm not the best guy for you. Gano. But like, in reality, it doesn't matter to me if we're endgame. Parang, ba't may na-assume na gusto na agad, gusto ko na agad na kakasal tayo by the end. You know, let us just enjoy this, right? But that's
yeah,
not
exactly.
Well represented. That's what I'm talking about. She's relatable because she speaks out truth na we can't usually admit.
Mm.
How about you, Cleo?
Yeah. First of all, Evelyn's life was epic. Kasi natandaan ko yung laging sinasabi ni Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother, how he always wants to grow old na. Laging niya sinasabi na gusto ko na maging matanda na kasi life is a desert for him. Na sa dulo, may kita mo na maglulukba ka na tapos na nangyari na. And ang sarap ikwento, sarap ng ikwento. And I think ganun yung buhay ni Evelyn eh. Like her life was epic. Siguro yung sinabi kong unrelatable siya. Like, I can detach myself from her. Kasi, yung headlight, headlights, tama ba yun? Yung headline. So, yung kumaga, kapag tingnan mo lang yung headlines, na okay, she is a celebrity. She married seven times. She used her virginity to go to LA for these opportunities, kapag yun lang yung titignan mo, surface level lang kasi yun eh. And nung binanggit nyo nga, nung time nyo na, you know, uncovering all of that and digging deeper into who she is as a human, there is more to it than the surface talaga. And ako personally, yung relatable for me is how she is able to own her life, to own her story, to own her different personalities, different decisions, different characters. Kasi sa totoo lang, paiba-iba siya. Like, ganun, hindi naman siya straight. Mabuti lang siya all throughout. Or like, alam mo yun, may isang term to describe her all throughout. Hindi siya ganun eh. Ang dami niyang pinagdaanan, ang dami niyang experience. And she claims them all as her own and hindi niya yun itinatanggi. Kahit ba yung pinakamaganda na nanalo siya ng Oscar or kahit ba yung hindi sobrang ganda or like, honestly, like, it's a crime already, di ba, yung nangyari sa dulo, yung pinagpalit niya yung katawan. Diba? Like, that was, ano, honestly, that was a crime, right? So, but she reclaimed all of that and made it her own. Sobrang powerful nun for me kasi ang dami kong gustong gawin na to the point na minsan hindi ko na rin alam kung sino ako. Kasi ang dami kong gusto, ang dami kong ginagawa. Parang iba-ibang maskara yung sinusuot ko sa iba't ibang aspeto ng buhay ko. Yun yung nararamdaman ko. And, kami, sobrang heartwarming naman ng mga podcast natin for today's video. Kasi,
go.
Yeah, nalaman ko na hindi naman pala kailangan ganun. This is all you. This is all. So, thank you, Evelyn Hugo.
Diba? That's what I was saying, na it doesn't matter if I have 7 different personas in my life. Like, hindi porket gusto ko to at this point, I'll stick to it. But diba, like, women are expected to do that. Like, oh, pabago-bago naman siya ng ano, ng kasama. Baka pokpok yan. Diba? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, what if I just want to live as many lives as I can? Because I'm only gonna get this life. She makes us feel validated in a way.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yeah. Because she's a very complex character.
Yeah.
And there are moments that she's unlikable, but that doesn't really make her a bad person. She's just real, as you said nga.
And thank you so much for listening. Ang anti-climatic ng dulo. Any last words na lang, okay? I think it's time kasi sobrang haba na natin dinidiscuss. Any last words that we'd like to impart to our listeners? Or if ipapersuade man natin sila. Ipapersuade nyo ba sila? Do you recommend for our listeners?
Let's rate it and then why. Ganon. What's your rating? Sure. Over 5.
Go, Aliana.
Ako yung... Ang galing ah.
Back to you.
Okay, sige, fine. I think I'd rate it a 4. Mm-hmm. Or a 3.8. No, kasi it's a good read, definitely. I would recommend people in the right age to read it, definitely. And I really love the story. It's one of a kind. I really love the way the author let the story unfold. I really like her writing. I swear, sobrang, I really like it. She's different. Eh. Parang it sounds simple, but also not simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like I wouldn't say it's the best book. Eh. You know, it's not the best book in the world. Na as in, mind-blowing. Alam mo yan? So I think around 4, ganyan. But I definitely recommend it to again, anyone in the right age. And I feel like it would also be nice to try and see the story from Monique's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and to also like view it in the themes of media and journalism and how we should be reminded that, especially in this day and age, sabi ko nga, kawawa si Evelyn if may TikTok nung time niya eh. Kasi, you know, it's surprisingly relevant that we see things in a very different lens compared to the person experiencing it. Like, imagine na, if friend mo si Evelyn and then you heard na pumatay siya. Or if ikaw yung kumag-anak nung, hindi naman niya pinatay, but like yung nilipat niyang katawan, then it would be very different. Like, you would not like her at all. But tayo, mm-hmm. as spectators, it's very easy to sort of just kind of romanticize the whole thing when it's actually real, for example, for them. So yeah, I think it's a nice read and it touches on a lot of good themes without being cliche. That's a solid 4/5. Kayo ba?
I give it 3.5. Parang, yeah, 3.75, ganun. Something like that.
Yeah.
Kasi, it just, yung, tama nga yung sabi mo na, yung writing ni Taylor Jenkins Reid, it's simple, but at the same time, not simple. Tapos pag nandun ka na in her world, parang hindi mo napapansin na nagbabasa ka. Parang buhay na buhay siya. Just like jumping out of the pages. I felt the same way when I read her other book, Malibu Rising. Para siyang movie in your head. Eh, hindi naman lahat ng libro ganun yung effect. Yeah, especially, yeah. Like, with me kasi ang, yeah, ang tendency ko ay magbasa ng character-driven, very internal monologue kind of books. And bihira lang yung may imagine mo talaga yung nangyayari in your head. With her books, sobrang buhay na buhay talaga siya. And it's so enjoyable. And I feel like kaya ang saya-saya mag-fangirl, I guess, over this book. Kasi sobrang colorful ng world. Tapos ang dali mo siyang ma-envision na mangyayari talaga. Na nakikita ko yung TikToks nung ibang readers na ginugol daw nila Evelyn Hugo movies before realizing na, oh nga pala, hindi nga pala siya totoo. Kasi it feels so real. And it's such an enjoyable world to be in. Kumbaga old Hollywood, the life of superstars, ganyan. And then you see what happens behind closed doors. And it gets to touch on so many complex, nuanced topics without losing the shine of this world. Na parang it's still something you would marvel at as someone outside of that scene. Pero the things being discussed here, it's something that you can relate to in an individual level. Yeah. It's very personal still. And yes, 3.5. Go, read it. Parang it lives up to the hype. I feel like it gets a lot of flack for being, quote, yeah, overrated. Kasi yung prose ni Taylor Jenkins Reid, it's not really super, yung astoundingly beautiful of like Ocean Vuong level prose. Pero it's not, parang it's not really what we read the book for. We read it for the world. Oh my gosh, she's super good at moving the plot forward and creating these worlds that seemingly have a life of their own. So yeah, 3.5. Pero a high 3.5, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me naman, I feel like, honestly, I hate rating books or movies. As in, bakit, ano ba? Paano ko siya i-rate? Alam mo yun? Like,
anong criteria?
Oo, anong criteria? Like, personal, alam mo yun? Pero I hate rating books, guys. As in, ayoko talaga siya. Pag, it's either nagustuhan ko or hindi. Ganun lang ako. Pero, kaya, okay, sige. Tatry kong i-rate. Siguro 5. Because nagustuhan ko.
Gusto niya 5. Kung di niya gusto, 0. Oh,
yun na yun, guys.
Tama siya.
So true lang. I think yun na yun. Oo, I mean, and baka kasi, alam mo yun, baka kasi pag sinasabi, oh, 5. Ah, mabilis ka magbigay ng 5, baka mababaw yung ano mo, yung standards mo. Pero, I really enjoyed it. I mean, the reading experience was there. Kasi nga, ayoko rin basa ng fiction. Hindi ako super ma-fiction. Like, mas same. Gusto ko yung non-fiction. Yeah.
Self-help.
So, ayoko na rin yung self-help.
So, pero like, kasi tayo ni Andrea, honestly. Like, deep inside.
Nung na-discover ko yung memoirs, yung essay collections, yung that kinds of books, na-realize ko na, ay, tsaka ayoko rin pala ng, ano, ng romance novels. It doesn't work for me.
Totoo, pero, same. Ito nga,
diba? Na, yung mga romance novels, hindi talaga. Kaya
honestly, yun yung kinakatakot ko sa book na to. Nasabi ko, ay, baka it's about romance kasi husbands eh. If it is, I won't enjoy it. Sobra, hindi naman sa pag-stereotype, pero the moment I see na it revolves around romance, I'm not gonna read it. Goodbye.
Same. Kaya yung mga novels din na binasa ko, yung mga current favorite ko, My Sister's Keeper, it's not about romance, romantic setting, mga ganun. Well, Guys, you can suggest books that you want us to read for our next book club episode. but yeah, it's a 5 for me. I enjoyed it. You should read it, definitely. It lives up to the hype. And it will help you. It could be a tool that will help you learn more about yourself. So that ends our first episode of this newly launched book club series. And I totally enjoyed. And we'd love to hear from you, of course. So kayo ba, boss besties? What stayed with you? Please share with us your thoughts. Gusto namin magkwentuhan. Gusto namin kayong kakwentuhan about this book. So please, do not forget to share the podcast, your Instagram stories, and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina. At Nandria, N-A-H-N-D-R-E-A, at Aliana Patrimonio, and yours truly at your Sunshine Fail.
Bye!
Bye! See you next month!
Next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.